Station, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House today, and ABC's Karen Travers says Zelensky is looking for U.S. security guarantees, but that he and President Trump are expected to sign a deal that would share Ukraine's natural resources with the United States.
This is something that President Trump has been very interested in as a way to get back, in his words, some of the money that the United States has sent over to Ukraine over the past 3 years since the war started there. And he's looking for Ukraine to, you know, give something in return.
The federal government's job cuts continue. 800 workers have been fired at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. But a federal judge in California said the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to order firings of federal workers. It's the 15th day in the hospital for Pope Francis, the longest hospital stay of his papacy. But the Vatican says he's no longer critical. This is ABC News. One person was arrested at the University of Virginia after a reported stabbing on Thursday. Authorities say the victim's in critical condition. Neither had any affiliation with the university. President Trump's intelligence chief raised a red flag on a privacy issue that's brewing between Apple and the UK. ABC's Perry Russum has the details.
Just last week, Apple said it would stop offering an optional security feature in the UK called Advanced Data Protection. That feature blocks Apple from unlocking your data. But the UK may want Apple to go further in providing data access, presumably for national security or law enforcement. Here at home, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard forming a legal response, saying this would be a clear and egregious violation of Americans' privacy and civil liberties.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says a deal has been reached to end a state prison workers' strike. Mediators ordered the workers to return by Saturday to avoid being disciplined for striking. The deal includes changes that address staff shortages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today. And call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brook Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brook was fantastic. You know, we matched his men as exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. The wind out of the west to northwest gusting to 45. We'll get to the low 50s by lunchtime, but temperatures will drop quickly into the 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, the wind will decrease down to 17, sunny, colder tomorrow, high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
What was that, Jim?
I said, but we're talking about, Johnny and I are doing more and more events, right?
Yeah.
Like tonight we have that. We'll talk about that, I'm sure.
The wrestling.
And, last weekend, the dog show and the
car
Price
show
is Right.
Yeah,
car show this weekend. And we're just, we want to support the company logo.
Yep.
So he said, go to Kohl's.
Don't tell this.
Tell this.
Well, he said, go to, I got, it's 30% off at Kohl's. I'm like, when isn't it? But... It's like
I'm that old guy that looks at sales now.
I said they kind of raise the price and then they do the 30% off and then when we came on air I said but it works and it works and that's why he's going this weekend. I'm going to go this weekend. And we're going to not get matching stuff because that's a little
please don't
too much. Yeah,
unless it's Rose.
But we got to get summer.
I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Last night,
the reason I don't want to wear my
why
He shrunk. Said that it's shrunk.
Because there's nothing worse than a tight sweater.
The sweaters that they gave us are too tight, and they fit when we got them. I don't know, John, what happened?
Mine's great. Mine's actually a little too big, John.
Really?
Maybe we can
That would be great.
Bring yours in. Bring yours in.
Okay.
Is that Dr. K, or is that just working out? What is that?
So we're gonna get some new stuff.
And then we're going to...
And you got those logos yesterday, right?
Did they send them? I didn't check. Okay.
Yeah, you should have them.
You know what? Something's
but
okay.
We got to get summer clothes.
Not YouTube. Your mail, where your mail comes from.
Yep.
What's it called?
Outlook, Yahoo.
Yes.
Yahoo.
Yep. Something changed. I brought my computer in. I was going to show you or Jesse. I didn't get any mail yesterday. Like nothing.
Wow.
And the whole thing whole cover is different. So something updated, did something, and I got no email.
Maybe nobody contacted you.
Well, no, he would have sent the things.
Yeah. I see.
Yep.
I got it. So you knew you had something.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait. That'll be a good time.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like yesterday, we were at this.
There is nothing. Todd sees me walking with my computer. Yeah. I just see his look come over his face. Oh, crap.
After
I don't have anything else to do than to help Mino with his computer issues.
After the show yesterday, we met with some people who talked just about promotional things. And we're like, what is, they're putting up these logos of, promotional things, TikTok and talking, they're dropping some lingo. And we're like, we're kind of two old white
we
guys.
Don't know what you're talking about.
They thought that was pretty funny.
There are a couple times they talk and we just stopped. And it's just,
time out.
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
What are they talking about? But anyway.
Interesting guys. A great company. Yeah. Wonderful company.
Yeah.
Got a text here. What happened to the sweaters? A bakery became your sponsor.
That is funny.
I stopped down at Finch's Road. Yeah, man, I love that place.
Yeah, I'm going there today.
That nice crowd there. Cowboy Dave was there when I was there. So I hope a lot of our listeners go there for the borscht. About a quart of borscht.
How was it, John?
I got a quart of borscht. I got a...
No, I don't want...
Not
just to think it wasn't good.
No,
he gave it away. His son was so excited to get it, he took it all.
So, yeah. So I was there, and I was going to taste it there, and then it started getting busy. And there's like three people behind me now in line.
You don't want to be messing around.
Exactly. Right? I was like, hey, can I get a sample? Let me just, it's like, all these people were coming in, so I didn't want to do that. So I bring it to Dom at work at the funeral home, and there's a funeral going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All these people. So it's like, I just dropped it off and kind of snuck one of those.
You're going to have it with him, but that's nice. Something. Yeah, we're...
But it was the chocolat. It was the big Eau Claire's, which are just mind-boggling how big they are.
Croissant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh. And then also, it's that cake that the lady from Ukraine makes, and he said it was like an apple cake with apple slices. He said it was fantastic. Just fantastic. Yeah. So I love that place, Vintage Rose, out there on Mid-Valley Drive.
I'm not
even sure if it's possible, but the people are even better than the food. So if the food is great,
they are the nicest people.
You know, Kim and Adam, and
there's a lot to be said for great. No, but I think what Todd's saying, great service is great food.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
they're just everybody's totally into it.
Yeah,
so that's the kind of place that Anthony Bourdain would get a kick out of.
Yes.
You know, a local place, local flavors.
And one thing we've never taught, I even told Cowboy Davis, I'm like, God, I didn't even know they named a sandwich after me. And they got an Italian stallion sandwich.
They do not, do they?
Yeah, Italian stallion.
God. And, what would yours be called, Jim?
I think we'll stay away from that. Price would be high. I know that.
The mayor on mayo or something like that.
I do love mayo.
But their sandwiches look fantastic. We've never talked about their sandwiches.
Yeah, we did because she gave them to us last time we were there.
She did?
We took them home.
Remember you had all the mayo on the microphone?
Yeah, well, that was a chicken salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know they had great salami sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What a great place.
Yeah.
Got a texter. Missed you guys at the Green Bay game last night. Finally saw a win. All right.
Oh, they won. Because whoever texted that in, I just want to say that I'm a season ticket holder for
the
last 6 years. We had planned to go. And then it's a little bit my fault. She had such a long day. I think I told you we had all the students from MCW come to the shelter. So they're all day. And then, of course, we were meeting here. And then you and I had a meeting. And I got home and I was kind of spent. So I text John. I said, hey, John, I don't want to go out tonight. I'm going to bed. You want the tickets? And then he texted back. He goes, I feel the same way. So we just ate them.
Yeah.
Too bad. And they won. That's only like three or four wins.
Four.
Yeah, I wish
but you know what?
I'll be there Sunday.
One more game, right?
Yep.
So it'd be nice for them to.
Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to go to the last game of the year.
Adam says we can rename the sandwich. This is Adam from Vintage Rose.
Yep.
We can rename the sandwich to Mino's Italian Stallion. I don't think you need that, Adam. Maybe just put a picture next to it.
Well, they do want to sell the sandwich.
Good point.
Right,
you do not want to put that next to that sandwich. You eat the sandwich regularly, you will look like this.
I will tell you what I would
do. You don't want that.
You know how you always contest, name a sandwich after you, me. Maybe Todd.
Yeah.
See who sells the most in a month or a week or 3 weeks.
Do we get to design our own sandwich?
I think that's like, I'm not going to put something on the sandwich I don't like.
Yeah,
right.
So let's do it.
I would like, but I like a lot of you're talking about the Italian, but I would go, and I'd have to think about it, you know, Parmesan chicken or something.
All right.
I'd have to think about it.
I'm in.
Well, it's not our decision. Here you guys.
Adam, we're in. Adam, we're in for this thing that you don't know anything about.
But anyway, that could be interesting down the road.
I'd love to do that.
I'm glad they won.
Me too.
Score?
Like I said, I'm a big fan of Coach Gottlieb. I'm a big fan of him. I'm pulling for him. Hope everything turns out good for him. And
Phoenix. Me too. I mean, I talked to him about this, but you always say, well, you know, it's tough, you know, with the portal and students coming in and out. It's kind of like saying, well, you know why we don't win is because of the weather. I mean, the other teams play in the same environment. They have the same portal thing. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I don't want to. Look, I like the guy.
I do.
But I just want to say when people.
But I'm just going to say this for this. I know what you're saying. I'm just going to say
similar. It's like, that's not really good excuse.
I got to not throw away that argument. You're exactly correct. But he had such a late start.
Well,
he had the late start in the country and had to form a team almost from ground zero. Like, we had three players all the other transfers had already been done, basically, okay. or a lot of them.
Yeah.
So this is just a throwaway year
yeah.
in a lot of ways. Now
I hope so.
Now he's back on the same footing as those other schools. Okay. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now I do. You yeah. didn't say it before. Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be the interesting part.
Yeah.
37 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. You know, I got to be honest with you. Last night when I went just over the bridge at night and the lights were green and blue. I don't know what that meant, but the bridge lights, green and blue, they looked really cool. It almost looks your logo, what you're wearing right now, that green and that color blue.
Well, maybe they're honoring MCW. I don't know.
I don't know. They look gorgeous. But it just...
should be on their website, I would think, why colors are certain colors,
yeah,
right?
You know, what are they honoring?
I did that. I don't know. I'm not there
but
anymore.
But all I'm saying is it felt like spring and the ice is gone from the river.
Right.
And it just seemed... It's like, you know what? We made it through another winter, I think.
Oh,
just
yeah.
It felt like spring last night.
Oh, and today is going to be, I think, nice. 50.
37 right now, 36 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. I'm gonna bet you $5.
Okay.
I get this right. I get this within 2 miles per hour.
I tell you what, it's from the south.
No, it's from the north. Northwest, 12 miles an hour.
I don't think so. I walked here.
You were right on the miles per hour 13. You were right on the south.
That damn flag out here. Something's weird with it.
Well, I walked right by it. It was blowing that way, John. That's north.
That's what I said. The north. It's from the north. You said the south.
If it's blowing that way, the wind's coming from the other way, which is south.
I know my directions, Jim. It was blowing completely this way.
Oh, not when I walked by. Maybe it changed. No, it didn't change.
Listen, I don't know.
Hey, what's better radio than two old guys arguing what direction the wind is coming? It was coming from over here to the right.
What was the miles per hour?
It was 13.
Yeah.
And I said 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Today is Tooth Fairy Day. All right.
Fun.
Chocolate.
I know we talked about Tooth Fairy.
How much did you guys get as a kid?
Dime?
Quarter.
I got a quarter.
Mm-hmm. I got a dime.
You guys, we didn't. But we also had 11 kids. That's why we got a quarter. I think I might have been an only child. Anyway.
Hey, listen.
Listen to this. Jim wanted to be an only child.
I did. Oh, my God.
We got more from a tooth fairy. Unbelievable. Beyond belief. Science Day, something I'm big on. Floral Design Day. All right. Jason Aldean is 48. Pat Monahan is 56.
Lead singer of Train.
Ah. Bernadette Peters is 77. Did she marry Steve, what's his name? Saturday Night Live guy, comedian guy, gray hair guy.
Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Did they
get married? Was that his wife? No? Okay. Mario Andretti, 85 years old. Interviewed him a few times down at Road America.
Oh, yeah. He stayed at the Ostoff. Yeah, he's and a nice guy.
I remember he would always have a great tent. You know, those guys in the infield would have these tents set up. And he would have this, it looked like a Roman feast all the time. He'd have this, like, grapes and different cheeses and salamis. And it was like just a buffet all the time in his tent.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. I liked him.
I think that's called the pet, not the infield.
No, there it's the infield.
Really? In racing?
Well, the infield is where they stay.
Yeah, I know. What do you mean?
Like where they set up their tents.
They set up the stuff.
Or like at NASCAR where they'd have the RVs.
But
that's the infield.
I didn't know that was called an infield.
Yeah.
I just thought you just walked down there and it was... yes, that's... He does... There's a lot of tents set. That's a great place to go
great
and visit.
Great setting.
Yeah.
You know who was a jerk? We interviewed him, but he was a jerk. Paul Newman.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
A long time ago. I remember my poor reporter got all flustered because he asked me, so, well, this course with all the left-hand turns and all the...
Right.
And the guy, and Paul Newman goes, left-handed turns. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's not a hard enough question. Give me a... Another question. It's like, I remember my guy was just like stammering, just like, oh my God, Paul Newman just shot me down.
Wow.
Yeah, he was not nice. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Man, do we have a lineup today? Got to stay with us, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is Friday. Back after this.
Finally.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Carrigan Brothers Winery created and sold their first bottle of wine in 2000. With a creative sense of taste composing traditional and modern wines, experimenting with flavors like lemon and cherry. Today, bringing flavor to names like Green Leprechaun and Muddled Old Fashioned. Carrigan Brothers Winery. Taste and enjoy the flavor of something special. And be sure to check out their amazing gift shop. Highway 55 in Freedom, Wisconsin. CarriganBrothers.com. Life doesn't get any better than this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Friday to you. Beautiful morning out there. Like I said, a little windy. That wind coming from the north at 12 miles an hour.
Blue and green, the bridge?
Yes.
You were talking about that? You walked over there?
It looked gorgeous.
You know why?
No.
We are honoring Founders Day.
Okay.
Mayor put that together, which is awesome. And he said that, we just got this awesome text in here. I think every year it makes sense to celebrate the heritage of the community. So founded in 1854, true that. Still standing, going strong in 2025. So lighting the bridge and just reminding people that it's the day to celebrate the city of Green Bay.
Why the blue and green, though?
That's kind of the city's colors.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you look at some of our, I think there's a lot of gold in there, too, but I
mean, the blue, the water, the bay, the, yeah, know, yeah, and the green, it, whatever, yeah.
But if you look at our flag and
The emblem,
logo,
the Green Bay logo, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It looked gorgeous. I almost stopped to take a picture to put on my Facebook. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, 1854. So in 2004, right, it was our sesquicentennial, right? 150 years.
What was it?
150 years.
No, what was it? What's
that's
his
what
name?
It was.
Sesquicentennial?
What's the name? There's a coffee cup that Joe Heller made, and it's like saying it a bunch of different ways and crossed out, and it just says, you know, happy 150th, which is a funny coffee cup he gave me. And I buried a time capsule. We're going to open up in,
you know, okay,
100 years.
Speaking of which,
in 2054.
So I went for my walk
today.
Which I
hope I'm here.
Right behind, I'm not good with directions.
No.
Right behind us here along the river to the east. Okay? The Fox River Trail to where, behind the Screw's Drugstore, that whole way. And there's that cool plaque. And it talks about that's the exact trail for 1833, mm-hmm. I believe, was the route to Chicago.
It was in the what's that, when they bend the trees over?
For directional type things? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. There's a term for that. Yes.
And I know the guy who studied that.
Lisa Hale just going, Bernadette Peters and Steve Martin were an item for about 4 years in the 70s. Never married, Lisa Hale. I'm so old. Are they married? Because they're going
in the
out.
The 70s.
They're at the bicentennial and the sesquicentennial things.
Wow.
Lisa. But what I'm saying is
that was the way to get to
Chicago.
Totally. And it was just along a trail, and there's trees that are bent over. And I'll think about that. I'll look at that at the 6:30 break.
But what I'm saying is, has anybody ever done any kind of an architectural, archaeological dig type stuff along the, like, I would love to metal detect that, do some digs. Who knows what you could find in that trail around Green Bay to Chicago. But I mean, even just like right in the city aspect here.
Yeah.
Can I get permission from somebody to tear into that?
Same guy that made the lights blue. And
okay, I'm not it.
All right. That'd be interesting.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why we're doing that. Thanks for the text. So, hey, this Gene Hackman thing. I know you guys like
it. Yeah! I was going to bring that
Todd,
up.
Todd, we kind of said, I wrote it off. Because I told you, I think
everybody did, right?
Right. Carbon monoxide, that happens.
Ready. I grab my coffee.
Okay, that happens not all the time, but that happens.
Yeah, sure.
Especially when three people and the dog.
Yep.
You know, and I thought, carbon monoxide, that's too bad. You think a guy like that, though, would have, you know.
A detector.
Right.
Yep.
But now it's not looking, well, they said it's further investigation, so.
Yeah, it sounded like there were some pills and decomposition, which is sad, right?
Right. It's been a number of days, which is, yes. It's going to be interesting to see how that one turns out, but, I mean, the end result's the end result, but.
I have to give Pete Schwab a little credit. Last night, he kind of opened up the phone lines, and people were just saying what their favorite Gene Hackman movie was. And all this great stuff coming out. And I have to say, there's a character he plays, Jim. It's in a movie called The Birdcage, okay? And he's a senator, I believe.
Okay.
And he goes to visit this family and stuff, and he starts talking about the leaves in New England. And he's like, the reds and the golds and, you know, the great things about and the... And he just goes off on this, like, you could tell he's, like, making up a speech as he goes. And it reminds me of Jim.
To warm up to him. To make that connection, well, start talking about.
I mean, he could play a real tough guy, which was
great.
That's
what they said. He was so versatile.
But I like some of his offbeat. Did you ever see The Royal Tannenbaums?
Yeah.
That's a real offbeat movie, but really good.
And they're saying he didn't have a distinguished look about him. Like, he wasn't handsome. Like, you know, he wasn't, like,
yeah.
And he wasn't.
Yeah.
I just, that was great. The guy's from Danville, Illinois.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Another movie that he was really great in that they didn't mention is...
with Tom Cruise? Was he in a movie with Tom Cruise with a... wrong movie.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I don't watch movies.
No, he's with Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson played the part of a fighter pilot. And it's based on a true story. And he was shot down over Bosnia. And he escaped. And the Bosnia Special Forces guy kept tracking him over and over and over.
Sorry, behind enemy lines.
Yes. Yeah. Great movie. Tremendous movie. It's about the fighting in Bosnia, Serbia, you know, back in the early 90s and everything. But he was phenomenal in that movie, too. Oh, I think Gene Hackman's one of the all-time greats. But, yeah, okay, so they were found.
Okay, The Firm. I read the book, saw
the
movie.
The Firm is awesome.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Tom Cruise, you're right.
You guys roll your eyes.
Oh, not me.
There goes Schmidt, you know.
No,
okay.
No. No.
Just, all right. you didn't even say there was a movie with him. It's just like, no. And I said wrong movie. Nobody said, no, I think there was a movie. You
I
said,
wish I was
an
only child.
Okay.
All right. But, okay, so they were out of bed, right? Like she was in the bathroom.
On the floor, maybe.
On the floor.
Some pills.
If it's carbon monoxide.
Yeah, I don't think it was that.
How are you up and about and walking and not just throw open the door, you know what I mean?
Well.
You fall asleep in that situation, I think, right?
Right. But he would have had to, like, just collapse. Like, he was walking someplace. Right.
Todd and I were talking. I mean, that kind of money, you got to have carbon monoxide detectors.
Well,
your house is
and a couple
be...
of dogs were still alive, I guess.
Right.
A couple of pets.
And one was found in a closet or something. There's some weird stuff.
Well, it's the days
coming out
that nobody.
How many days?
I don't know. Decomposed body.
Wow.
Well, it's going to be a week, right?
I would think. In New Mexico, I mean, warmer kind of.
Maybe it's a little quicker.
Oof. Wow. When I heard they're found outside of their bedroom on the floor, it's like this isn't right.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to Pete Schwab this morning, and he said that he retired in 2009, and he said he retired Gene Hackman because the doctor said, your heart can't take any more stress.
Oh, really?
You can't get stressed out. So he kind of backed away from it.
Because he was like early 70s, I think, when he retired, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. All right, we got to start a quick break. We got Lisa Hale coming up. We got Mark Houston coming up. We got TJ Bowles and Aaron the Arsenal coming up. We got Zach Clark and Ian Wenger, co-founders of the Fifth Ward Brewery. Jamie Lynn Fletcher, who is an amazing singer. Back after this.
I'm on my way.
If you want to play hide and seek.
listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, we can already see around Wisconsin the weather is going to be a challenge this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's why you being involved as a citizen scientist is so important to the National Weather Service as well as our Wisconsin State Climatology Office. Bridget Mason is an assistant state climatologist, and she says the information gathered by individuals across Wisconsin very much helps them when it comes to forecasting.
So Wisconsin's weather can vary a lot from place to place, and we understandably don't have official weather stations everywhere to capture those local differences. So by having volunteers measure precipitation, we get a much more detailed picture of precipitation patterns across the state, which helps us to track rain and snow and hail, which our office can then put these events into historical context.
Bridget Mason, she's our assistant state climatologist. Tomorrow is the official launch of Rain Gauge Rally 2025, an effort to get more citizens involved in the weather reporting process. If you're interested, go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get involved.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And two of our Wisconsinites have been selected to be a part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board of Directors. The newly elected directors include Terry Quam, a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a beef producer from Lodi, and Corey Geiger, that serves as the lead dairy economist for CoBank. He's also a sixth-generation farmer in the dairy industry in northeast Wisconsin. Find out more about these two on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. The wind out of the west to northwest gusting to 45. We'll get to the low 50s by lunchtime, but temperatures will drop quickly into the 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, the wind will decrease down to 17, sunny, colder tomorrow, high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host for the day, and we have political editor Dan Schaefer recombobulating the news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fears from the immigrant community were heard in a roundtable discussion in Green Bay yesterday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
A lot of the fear we have heard, that we heard about today, relates not to specific actions that have been taken, but to rhetoric that's been out there. So discussions about raids at schools or raids at churches.
While the roundtable discussion with Call, 89th Assembly Member Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich with members of the immigrant community was not open to the media, a press conference was held afterwards. Genrich said that while immigration enforcement is focusing on dangerous criminals in Green Bay, immigrants are welcomed and needed in the city. Thursday, a judge threw out a lawsuit filed by Eric Hovde against several television stations, including some in Green Bay. Hovde, who ran for U.S. Senator against Tammy Baldwin last year, claimed that the ad placed by Wynn Senate PAC contained two defamatory statements. Judge Donald Zweedmulder issued an 8-page ruling that basically said a reasonable person would not have considered the statements, while negative, to imply illegal activity. The judge also noted free speech rights protect highly political content. A Nina man was sentenced to 4 years in prison Thursday for stabbing his brother 18 times. 27-year-old Darnell McCauley was convicted of aggravated battery and recklessly endangering safety for the incident in Nina in December of 2023. The victim was treated for wounds to his arm, neck, head, shoulder, and back, and he was treated for a punctured lung. He survived that attack. The judge also ordered 6 years of extended supervision for McCauley after he serves his sentence. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, and on the AM side, 1590 AM and 1100 AM. Let's go back to the lady that was the queen of AM radio in Bug Tussle, Louisiana in 1984, Lisa Hale.
Okay. Not Bug Tussle, Louisiana, Bastrop, Louisiana in 1984. And let's see here. I wouldn't call myself the queen at that
radio
point.
Goddess. Radio
I
goddess.
I was the radio goddess, but that was in the 90s and the 2000s.
But was it AM radio, yes or no?
No.
Oh, darn it.
It was FM.
All right.
It was FM.
I feel like we need to put together like a fraternal organization of people that made their living in AM radio back, because that is a dying breed that'll never return.
You know, KNOE AM, which was one of my stations that I worked for, was heavily news and heavily agriculture. But I also worked for the FM station at the same time in that time too. So,
Bug
you know,
Tussle,
you worked for both.
Yeah, that's Andy Griffith, right?
No, that is a cellular company.
No, it is. No. But the name,
Beverly Hillbillies.
That is.
Beverly
Hillbillies were from there. I mean, that
Bug Tussle.
That was on TV.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah that's right.
Are you sure it's not Mayberry? It was on that show. It wasn't Beverly Hillbillies?
I thought it was Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
It was.
I just looked it up.
There
okay,
you go.
The mayor of Bug Tussle.
That's what it was.
There you go.
Okay. I knew I heard that, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
See, that's why I'm here, Lisa. Do you see? Lisa, see what I have here?
I see that you get some things right, John. I see your effort.
What I see is how irrelevant it is. But anyway, he gets it right, which is great.
Well, no, but I thought, I will say this, though. The worst thing in the world when you're trying to drive a long way through that part of the country.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's all you got on the radio. No disrespect to religious people. Like I said, I'm in the ultimate hope. But you're trying to find some... And then the Lord is going to come down right here amongst you, my people. But, are you ready? And it's like, give me anything to stay awake. Give me anything to stay awake.
And it's Lisa, because I met her down in Mississippi. That's where I met Lisa. And driving from, at that point, I was in Toledo, Ohio, all the way down to Mississippi. It's like every station. It's like, but you would take anything.
Yes!
You would take anything if you didn't have to listen to that.
You're exactly right. You're exactly correct.
And the lower numbers on the AM and FM dial were really, really religious-based in the South. I mean, you had preachers and you had all sorts of stuff.
And all you wanted was some music. Any music.
Or a ball game
game,
right? Yeah.
Anything. Well,
you could get some music. It would be, you know, gospel choirs or you know, four-part harmony, like I know Jim would love, but, you know.
I know. I'm
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Boy, you got the windows open. You're trying to get the air keeping you awake.
But those speakers, they're good speakers.
Well, yes, most preachers are very good speakers.
And I don't know. I think they can.
Boy, when you're driving through Oklahoma at 1 a.m.
But, you know, I mean, do you really want to be shouted at on the radio while you're trying to stay awake and watch out for the troopers?
Yeah,
you know,
you're exactly right.
But their job is to keep the congregation engaged. I think they're good. I don't listen to them a lot, but I kind of try to. They get their point across, and they do tell a story, and they kind of let you listen because there's something coming.
You listen to radio preachers?
I haven't listened to it in years and years.
Todd?
But I have.
Well, here's the thing.
I have. Everybody has.
I'm not looking down on that. I'm not looking down on that. But we are talking to the guy who would sit on a beach and listen to Meet the Press podcast.
You're right.
Right?
That is true. You're right.
We'd be listening to like Caribbean music. And he's got,
you know, no denying that.
You know when you do all those surveys and then there's like that 10%? Just throw that one away. Just crink up. Don't even talk about that one. It outskews everything else.
I think we're relevant.
Okay. Good. You are, Jim. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good, how are you all doing? What's going on in Oshkosh?
Oh, you know what? I have no idea. I have been just keeping my head above water and treading water like mad this past week because I've been so sick. I usually don't talk about it, but I've been very sick. Just doing my job and trying to stay above water.
Did you have the flu?
That virus thing?
It's the virus thing. You can
hear
it.
That's the best way to describe it. Just go like this and everything's in your head and you're, That's a bad one that's going around, I'll tell you that.
It is, and a lot of people are having it for long periods of time. It's not just like a 7-day virus. It's taking several weeks. So that's not important. We don't care about that. We care about New Wisco Weekend, which is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
And it is going to be a great show this weekend. On New Wisco Weekend, our theme is Women's Mental Health Awareness. And we've got a cover story that you guys brought to us. It's Ace Champion.
Oh.
And he's going to be aligning your theta waves. You know, when he came and he played that flute for you guys and he aligned your waves and helped you get to a meditative state.
Well, good. He'll cure
we've got,
you.
That is our cover story. We have stories
eating. I will say this, though. I can't think of anything worse to listen to. I would take a preacher in Backwater, Oklahoma at 1 a.m. than Ace playing his music because his music is so relaxing.
Yeah,
I mean, that puts you to sleep.
Sleep. Yeah,
I will give
you
that.
In a good way. Yeah,
it's relaxing in a good way. But when you're on a road trip, you want the louder music.
Yes.
You want the
yes.
Yeah, you know,
preachers
either
keep
that
you
or
alive.
Show tunes.
Yeah, you want a preacher yelling at you.
Keep you alive.
I want to hear more Eternal Damnation.
Well, you know, and let me tell you about those Southern preachers. They will set up a revival. Now, a Southern revival is not like anything you guys have ever seen up here, okay? They set up a tent in the middle of the hottest time of the year. They'll set up a tent, and they will go preaching almost 24 hours straight for 7 days.
Wow.
I mean, a revival down south is a revival.
Wow.
So,
I don't know if I should I had one of those at my house on the third floor. It wasn't a 7-day thing. It was just but it was unbelievable. I was like, not uncomfortable, but close to it. It was,
it's kind of uncomfortable hearing about it.
Right? You had a revival in your house?
You know, whatever. I don't know if it was a revival. It's just a very, very, you know, I'm Catholic.
For a week?
And, no. That's not, I probably, 15 minutes. People are there gathering, and then they, but they, this guy was just like really going at it. I was like, wow, this is interesting. Very. Anyway, that was, I should have shared that, but it was.
No, we'll never bring it up again.
In fact, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, Lisa.
Play if the walls of that fourth floor could talk.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Wow.
So, okay. In addition to that story with Ace Champion, we also have an interview with Diana Anzulata from Terry Barr. She is with one of the national. I can speak. I really can. She's with one of the national groups that are trying to make Women's Health Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness a month. So we're going to see how that's going to work. I've got Amanda Nimmer talking about all the noise in your brain and how to calm that.
She actually asked me a question the other day. She said, as a guy, are you always thinking about something?
And when you're thinking, do you hear things in your brain?
Like,
or is it
I'm
just
always thinking.
Silent.
I never have a downtime. Like, I'm always thinking about something. There's never a 2-minute period where there's nothing there. I'm always got something going on.
I'm about blank 90% of the time.
He really is. I just want to say, when she said that, Amanda's going to talk about, you know, the what's in your head, and you're like, and you kind of nodded your, is there something, are there times where you, there's nothing in your head, and you kind of nodded your head, John? Like, subconscious, but.
I put it neutral a lot. That's why when people say, well, don't you remember when so-and-so said?
Okay. I will say, you have one of the worst memories, but I don't know why that is. And if you're thinking about the next thing, but because I say to him, remember, and you know,
what?
Well, maybe it's not that he has a bad memory. Maybe it's just that he's blocking out what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You know?
I think you're onto something there. Cause I, the stuff I ask him to, it's not a, I mean, he can call a football game that like the every second what happened, but you ask him, well, Johnny, remember when we interviewed this person or we went there? And you're like, no, I don't remember that.
It's true.
That's the selective. It is.
You have unbelievable recall for some sports things.
For certain things, not other things. Is that weird?
I think that's generally a guy thing.
Well, I don't know. I've been accused of just remembering good stuff.
That's the inside of Mino's brain right now.
Yeah. It's blank. It's blank.
I mean, this is sad to say, but okay. I don't want to, okay. We were at an event, and afterwards you said, I don't know, it was a weird speech or something. And I'm like, what do you say?
That is true.
Yeah.
And we're driving home. I'm like, Johnny.
But aren't you thinking of something else?
Yeah, I guess your mind is going.
Nope. I was sitting right next to him. Nope. He was, and you're just blank stare. You weren't thinking about anything else. And then I said, well, you applauded after that. He goes, yeah, when everybody starts applauding, then I join. Remember that? That you did say.
I really think that is something that guys do in general. And I'm not saying this is a male-female thing. I just think some guys in general do that. When people are talking, if they're not interested, they zone out.
That's what
I do. Therefore, they don't remember.
Right, but doesn't your mind go to something else when you're zoning out? Mine does.
Kind of, I guess. But
I'm thinking about something else, you know.
I just said, what did she say?
And Chuck that was very nice. Chuck just texted it. Can I get an amen with this show?
Oh, man, funny.
Thank you, Chuck. But I have that problem.
Well, there's that. I mean, that's no mystery. That I think one of the most famous selling books next to the Bible was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And kind of a little bit what you're saying, Lisa. They're different. Brains are wired differently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely wired different. I could call my brother right now and ask him who won the bronze medal in the 1984 Olympics in women's pole vault or whatever. And he could tell me without even stopping to think. He could tell me. But if I ask him what he had for dinner with his wife last week, he would not be able to tell
me. Not sure they had women's pole vault in 84 in the Olympics.
And I think it was 92. I'm just making stuff up.
Just throwing that out there.
Ask him what he had with his girlfriend. He'll recall that a little quicker.
Who, his brother? Her brother? Yeah. Yeah, there are certain things you don't forget. Lisa, you're awesome.
Have a great weekend.
New Wisco weekend. It's fantastic. Thanks for everything you do. Give yourself a quick plug when it's on.
New Wisco Weekend is on Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 on WISS and WGBW. I'm not going to give the frequencies because Todd gave me the signal.
It's an awesome show. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great weekend. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. March 14th is Girls Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. March 15th is Girls Varsity Basketball Sprawl versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. And also that day is Boys Varsity Basketball Sectionals versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. March 18th is both the Girls and Boys Varsity Track Invitational against multiple schools, 4 p.m. at UWO. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey! 1968.
Really? 68?
1968.
Really?
1968.
All right, let me see. I don't think so.
Well, I do. I pay attention to things, Todd. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Special thanks to Lisa Hale. We've got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine coming up. TJ Bowles at Aaron Arsenal. What year?
You're off, man.
Really?
1974.
Ooh. Really?
I remember seeing them on the Saturday Night Special or Late Night Special or whatever. That Midnight Special. Remember
Wolf
that TV Man show?
Jack.
Yep.
Loved that show. That was the first music show, I think, ever. Because that was before MTV.
Yep.
Do you remember the Midnight Special? Uh-uh. Saturday nights at 10:30. Everybody watched that. That's one of those things you'd be... I was in college... And you're at a house party, and it's like you turn off the stereo or whatever, and you'd watch that. Because they'd have all these different, they'd have like four or five groups, and there were always people that had like big hits out. It was an incredible show for its era. I think it was Johnny Rivers did the theme song. Bobby Rivers? Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers. It's the Midnight Special coming on to you. Great song. Great show. Wolfman Jack. You know, we're talking about AM radio. Wolfman was the guy that really caused problems in the business back in the day, right, Todd?
What did he do?
Well, I mean, with the signals blasting out everybody.
Oh.
He was so popular that they wanted him to go nationally. So they built that tower in Mexico right across the border. It just blew out other radio stations awesome. Around the country. Just blew them out. Yeah. And that's why he became so unbelievably popular.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, cool. Great show. So, anyway, yeah, Mark Houston's coming up. We got TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenal. We're going to talk about that. We got wrestling coming up tonight at Badger State Brewing. Badger State Brewing.
Or brewery.
Brewery, which I struggle with the word brewery. Brewy.
Brewing. They do brew beer.
Badger State Brewing. But anyway, we might be taking part in that a little bit.
That's what they said last time they were here, that we were going to be calling a fight. Is that what it's called? Or announcing a fight?
A match.
A match.
They asked me what song they should use. I didn't know which one to pick for you guys. So
for what do you mean a song?
Well, because you know when you come out, right? They're gonna have. I'm guessing that's what he meant.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Did you give him songs?
I didn't. Oh, I'm thinking. You know,
huh?
I'm thinking White Christmas. Sisters. What do you think?
No, let's think of the crowd. What? Think of the audience. What? We got to get some high energy going there.
What?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, Jim, right?
Sisters?
From White Christmas?
Yeah. No, why?
Because that would be funny.
Oh, I know. Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby.
Right.
Sisters, don't mess with my sister.
This crowd is going to look at each other like, what is going on? No.
Todd.
That'd be so funny. I would love it.
Oh, gosh.
I would love that.
No.
Something.
God, we got to
we got to open this up to the people.
Right.
People, give us some suggestions. We'll give a prize package to the winner.
Well, they probably have it all set up already.
Well, I think they'll let us go. No. What would be a perfect music, intro music for the mayor and myself?
Oh, my God. Oh, I would love to see you guys walk out with this.
No, I oh, my. No.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Wow.
No,
wow,
it would
be
like my intro.
Et tu, Todd. Et tu.
We built this city on rock and roll because we kind of are trying to do that. Not on rock and
roll,
but we're trying to build this city on local information.
Yeah, you know, that's not bad. That's not bad.
We'll ask him what they chose.
Okay. Yeah, they chose it, and that's fine. That's going to be, I think you're going to, like this show, take over.
Yeah.
But that's going to be fun. And we, right, it's one fight, round two, is that what
it
said?
They're matches, Jim.
Matches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's tonight at Badger State Brewing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Zach Clark and Ian Winger are here, co-founders of Fifth Ward Brew. We're talking a lot of beer today. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Todd, talk a little bit more about that, please.
So what's going on right now? We've got 10 area businesses in Northeast Wisconsin, cideries, distilleries, breweries, and we're going to pick the top one in Northeast Wisconsin. Actually, we're not. Our listeners are. And what you want to do right now is go to WGBW.FM or WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. All 10 are there. You can choose yours. They get a vote. We'll announce the big winner the week of the draft here in Green Bay. And everybody who votes goes into a drawing to win $250 worth of gift cards from these area businesses.
Do you have the list with you, Todd? I thought I had it here.
I can pull it up real quick.
Just want to talk about all the different places.
So we had the guy on from, it's wine as well.
Kerrigan Brothers,
right.
Winery, Ledge Rock Distillery, Still Mank Brewing, New Denmark Distillery and Duck Creek Winery, Fifth Ward, they'll be on today, Old Bavarian Brewing Company, Old Station 31 Spirits, Captain's Walk Winery, Sturgeon Spirits Distillery, and Timekeeper Distillery.
Nice. Fantastic.
And our goal, we got to hit these all. So
whenever you want, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it.
Well,
are we going to Oshkosh soon?
A couple weeks.
Again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. Looking forward to that.
And then it's going to be open at 9 in the morning. We got to go in the evening.
Well, I mean, just to see it even. I mean, just to kind of, you know.
Give us a special tour. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be fine. Draw a couple.
Have some little, flights.
Flights.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Fletcher is our musical guest today. Love Jamie Lynn Fletcher. Wait till you hear her voice. She's got such a clean, pure voice, and just does her own keyboard type thing. She's awesome. That's for the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. What'd you have at Heights the other day when you were there for the party?
It was great. You know what we had that was really
good?
Oh, my gosh.
I love their food.
But I was just saying that they have that asparagus. Like, yes. I wouldn't think Heights had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's green not bar
beans,
food. It was
green beans, asparagus.
And then they had other good food.
Great charcuterie board, right?
Yeah.
Great meats and cheeses.
I sat, do you see where I was sitting?
Yeah.
I sat at that like table, so the charcuterie board was right behind me, so I could just turn around.
Could you just literally live on a charcuterie board?
Oh, yeah. I could.
That's good. We'll talk more about that when they're in this morning and thank them
they
for their
phenomenal
hospitality.
Phenomenal food.
Yeah, and their service is awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
Always.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys, take a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, joins us next.
Lord, help the mister.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wiss.fm and click events to learn more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found in their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News.